Chief Development Officer, if someone was to say, what does that mean? What was the role?
Yeah, so the main task and main focus was to get approvals through for new projects, or continuing projects in the coal mining side of things. Yeah. And I sort of started at a time when Rix's Creek was looking for its continuation, and it was well progressed, and in fact it had been going for probably at that stage maybe 5 years. I guess when I was talking to Brett about the role, I think he sort of was of a view that that would almost be finished by the time I started. Turned out wasn't the case.
Not the case.
No, and it sort of they introduced the Independent Planning Commission, which was very much like quite strong legal powers, and they would do interviews under cautions and all that sort of stuff. So I started. They had the first. I think Rix's was probably the first one that went through this process. And yeah, it was a big learning part for me, because I hadn't come from that side of business. I'd been on operations, managing mines and so forth. And so it was really, I'll say, frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrating not to be, ticking boxes and getting things done.
Lots of red tape, lots of bureaucracy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. How did it play out in the end?
We got a modification to the existing approval, and then we eventually got the continuation through.
Well, let's maybe talk about the relationships. Let's talk about the people you've worked with for the last, the people you worked with for 8 years here. What was your take on the environment, the culture, the people around you?
I think Bloomfield has got some great people, and it's got a good culture. I probably consider myself fortunate that I haven't had to work with any of the big companies, the Glencores or Rio and those companies. I've probably tended to go for some of the smaller concerns. But certainly in Bloomfield, some great people, and I'd probably like to just acknowledge the opportunity that particularly Brett Lewis and John Richards gave me in coming to work here, from a point where I was potentially going to retire, where I was, to another 7 or so years, working with a great company, I think.